Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Former President Jimmy Carter made the kind of announcement this weekend that every cancer patient wishes they could make. His most recent examination was cancer-free 3.5 months after he was diagnosed with stage 4 melanoma. So joining us now with more on this remarkable turnaround is science journalist Karen Weintraub. She's also a frequent contributor to WBUR's Common Health blog. Karen, good to see you again.
Nice to see you too.
So it was just this past summer that Jimmy Carter was diagnosed with a terrible stage 4 cancer. What affected this huge turnaround?
So there's this new class of cancer immune therapies that in some cases can perform these apparent miracles. It doesn't mean he's cured. Usually the standard is 5 years cancer-free. And since he's 91, hopefully he will make it to 5 years. But it's not guaranteed for any that he will for any reason.
Okay, so he was treated, President Carter was treated with pembrolizumab.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Keytruda is the commercial name.
Okay, and it's made by Merck.
Yes.
And it's this new class. Tell us more about why what this new class of drugs in particular does. It was just approved last year.
Right. They're called checkpoint inhibitors. And basically, the cancer plays tricks on the immune system. And one of the things it does is it blocks the immune system from acting. These drugs counter that and allow the immune system to act. So melanoma, it works very well in melanoma because the immune system is already primed. You open the gates and the immune system can work in many cases. He got lucky. Not everybody benefits as much as he did.
Okay. And so it works very well for melanoma. Does it work well for other kinds of cancers?
The other cancer that it's approved for is non-small cell lung cancer, which is often associated with smoking. It's the cancers that have a lot of mutations that are caused by the sun or smoking where it seems to work the best for. They're also looking at 8 or 10 other cancers where it may have some activity, but not as much as those two.
Interesting that his advanced age, I mean, he's 91 now, could actually be a positively contributing factor here.
Right. So again, because melanoma has so many mutations, and when you're older, you're more likely to be vulnerable to that.
Okay. So maybe we don't know the answer yet to this next question, but I'll throw it out there anyway, since the drug is so new. Do we have a sense of what the survival rate could or should be?
So it's depending on the drug in this class, it's somewhere between 20 and 40%. It's pretty high of long-term survival. Everybody in the cancer world is uncomfortable using the word cure, but in a previous drug, there are people who've been alive for 10 years on a previous drug in this class.
Okay, so in this case, we cannot say with certainty that President Carter has been cured.
Correct.
Okay. I'm wondering, nevertheless, from what you're saying, it sounds like these could be game-changing treatments.
That's what people in the field are saying. Yes, absolutely.
Do they have any reservations?
The reservations are that it only helps a minority of patients. There, like everything, there are side effects. The most common are flu-like symptoms. You're mucking with the immune system. You're going to make people feel fatigued, tired, feverish, that kind of thing. And there were a few deaths early on, but they seem to have gotten control over that.
Well, let me ask you a little bit more for a second about those the side effects, because the ones you described sound difficult, but they don't necessarily sound as bad as some of the more traditional chemotherapies.
So a lot of the doctors are saying that, exactly what you just said, that it's bad, but it's not nearly as bad as chemotherapy.
Okay. So in the last minutes or so that we have, can you just also, can you give us a sense as to, how we got here? Because these drugs, the first group of them was just approved last year.
Right. And yet this idea of why can't our immune system fight off cancer has been around for over 100 years. There was a guy named William Coley, Dr. William Coley in New York, who came up with Coley's toxins 100 years ago that it inserted a virus, gave people a virus to help fight their cancer. But it was only in the last couple of years that we've been able to manipulate the immune system so purposefully as to make this difference.
This is a century-old idea.
Yeah, more than that.
More than a century-old idea. Okay, so do you think that with the announcement from folks like President Carter that we could see more drugs like this in the development
pipeline?
There's
so much work going on right now, yes. In this class, in similar classes, in a completely other way of manipulating the immune system, every major drug company in America, in the world, and also a lot of biotechs are diving in. There was a conference this weekend, a blood cancer conference this weekend. I think I counted right, half of the talks were related to immune therapy.
Wow. Well, Karen Weintraub is a science journalist and an instructor at Boston University's College of Communications. She's also a frequent contributor to WBUR's Common Health blog, talking to us today about President Jimmy Carter and his treatment with a new cancer immunotherapy drug, which seems to have done him a world of good.
Yes.
Karen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we've got a link to Common Health coverage of President Carter at our website, radioboston.org.